you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hope and Maritza with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, about 2,000 Queensland health workers, including radiographers, pharmacists and oral health professionals, will take protected industrial action from this Friday. This comes after the United Workers Union negotiations with the state government for better pay have stalled. The union said that none of its claims to improve wages and conditions were approved, and the state government's offer would have actually led to wage cuts for some workers, as it would not have provided attraction and retention bonuses. The United Workers Union have said that the action will not impact patient care and the hospitals will continue to operate.
In national news, Bureau of Meteorology's total spendings for their new website is reported to cost up to $150 million, far more than the reported cost of $4.1 million. Government tenders reveal $78 million were paid to business management company Accenture for the site's content management system, while other contracts may have added millions more. The BOM has faced backlash since the website's launch in October, forcing for quick design tweaks and more changes ahead. Environment Minister Murray Watt defended the Bureau's work but avoided questions about whether the cost was justified.
Administrators have taken over the parent company that owns the Tamore coal mine in New South Wales, as it reveals nearly $30 million in unpaid royalties to the state government. The mine's voluntary administration saw the loss of 500 full-time jobs effective immediately, as it joins a raft of other recent closures of industries owned by English billionaire Sanjeev Gupta's company, the GFG Alliance. Companies that operated Tamore mine has accumulated nearly $100 million of total debt as a result of a complicated web of financing deals within the GFG group.
In international news, Typhoon Kalamagi has left dozens of people dead and thousands have been displaced from their homes after it made landfall on Tuesday in the Philippines. 39 people have been confirmed to have died in the Cebu province alone after intense winds and flooding rains. The Philippine military also confirmed on Tuesday that a deployed relief helicopter had crashed on northern Mindanao Island. Colonel Maria Cristina Basco, Air Force spokesperson, said in a statement that remains for six people have been found. The typhoon is now moving through the Visayan Island chain. However, it is weakening slightly with winds up to 120 kilometers per hour. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in a very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.